Joyful bells, indeed. We got a joyful occurrence coming up a week from Saturday on the campus of Wright State University as they will celebrate their rich, vibrant arts program with the 18th annual Wright State Arts Gala. We have some of the students that will be participating in this bellwether event in the Miami Valley, but we're going to start with a woman who is the Assistant Dean for Community and Student Engagement at their fabulous College of Liberal Arts, and she's friend of the show, Jenny Buckwalter. Jenny, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Nikki. Happy to be here.
Happy to be here and happy to celebrate and spread this word. The 18th annual, I was just asking you just before we went on, I said, the what annual is it? And you told me, but then added a little bit, in another couple years.
I said, in another couple of years, the students we'll be bringing to promote the Arts Gala will have been born. Right around the same time that the Arts Gala was born. So it's hard to believe it's been around that long.
I love it, which is wonderful. So the Arts Gala growing up and growing stronger, we should mention this is an evening of 6 hours of a showcase of some of the finest art being made anywhere. It's a showcase of these amazing young up-and-coming dancers, singers, sculptors. There's just a myriad of richness there, and it's for 6 hours.
There's not another event like that in the Dayton area and perhaps across the entire country. We incorporate our students in the art and art history, school music, theater, dance, and motion pictures, and all these students and their faculty and staff have been working to put together this grand affair for the community. And like you said, it's 6 hours long of mingling throughout our Creative Arts Center. Everywhere you turn, there's a different venue with different student performances, different dining, different beverages. It's just a whirlwind of activity, a great fun evening.
It gets underway a week from Saturday. That will be April 8th at from 6 until midnight. And this is the cost of entrance not only gets you to have a little smorgasbord of art, but there is food and adult beverages and finery at just every nook and cranny.
Yes, and everything that you spend in your ticket price or any silent auction bidding, all of our sponsorships, it's all for a wonderful cause. All of the proceeds of this event support our fine and performing arts students with really critical scholarship support they need to succeed. So it's a really feel-good event. You're enjoying yourself, having a great time, and you're seeing the students, the very students who you're supporting, working all night long to give you a good evening.
See if I talk about being part of the process. I want to welcome one of our student visitors today. He's a gentleman who is actually having his very first... I've written the wrong number here. It's Nick Stalter. He's a senior in sculpting and painting, but this is your first time around, is that right?
It is, yeah. This is my first year doing Arts Gala, and most of the other people who are doing it this year have done it before, but I had just heard about it last year, and that's when I got my first scholarship from it.
This is something I should do, and we were talking about how much these scholarships change the lives of the people involved.
Yeah,
up
absolutely.
Until you had no free time.
Absolutely not. Yeah, during the school year, I would work like two jobs at a time, and during that summer, before I got the scholarship, I was working three jobs, and then like coming from a third shift job stocking at IKEA, and going right to painting class in like work boots and
so this is
uniform.
it is a life changing benefit from this gathering.
Absolutely, it definitely gives us the time of that we need to devote to
the luxury of time, right?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
So you're a senior, and your specialty sculpting and painting. So you're a part of it. So what will we see you creating at the gala?
So I'll be sculpting at the gala this year. There's been a couple years where they didn't have anybody to do that, so I'm going to be sculpting this year. I'm going to be doing a figure, so a small figure.
Live as it happens. People can watch, can walk by. Can they speak to you? Can they say, hey?
No, I'm just kidding. Not at all. Nobody talked to me. No, I'm just kidding.
Do not make eye contact. Do not look only at the sculpture. Have fun,
absolutely.
Though.
I'm a mime sculptor.
So this will enable you. You'll be graduating after the end of this year.
Yeah, well, I have one. I was a slow start, so I've got one semester. But yeah,
one semester
after this year. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
I've always been a slow starter. Too, so Nick Stalter, he's a senior this year. Just about about to finish up, and he'll be a part of this amazing gathering that is the Wright State Arts Gala. That's a week from Saturday, April 8th, 6 until midnight, the 18th annual. We'll move to, and it's, which of you has been here for the second year? No, you're the second.
Me.
So it's my pleasure to welcome Heather Cagle, who's a sophomore now in dance. Now, you're a sophomore, so you were in as a freshman and a sophomore. So unlike Nick, you heard about it early on. Get right in there.
Yes, I was. I was very fortunate to be a part of Arts Gala last year, which was the first year that they included dance. And so as a freshman, it was such an honor to be in that and be in our new space, which is absolutely beautiful and very inspiring to dance in every day. So it's awesome to be in it again this year.
No kidding.
Yeah, we're doing 5 pieces from the Emerging Choreographers Concert. So that's all senior choreographed work. So it's all new pieces, and they all work so hard on
and
their pieces.
And from within Wright State.
Yes,
this is really just
awesome.
As Wright State as it can be.
Yeah, and it's so cool, and like they all have worked so many hours. We've rehearsed so much on these pieces, just trying to get their visions and dreams across. And it's so awesome, again, to be a part of it this year.
When do the rehearsals for that start? When do you start working with the choreographer to first even be shown the steps and then to finesse them?
Well, the first week back to school, we actually have auditions. So for freshmen, like I remember last year, it was very nerve-wracking to be like doing these auditions in front of all of these new students and the faculty. And you're just like, all right, here we go. Yay, go team. Trying my best. and then, so we rehearsed from like September until like we had our show in February, and then they choose one winning senior piece.
So it's like 5 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then we still like rehearse afterwards, and we're going to be doing like 4 minutes, like 2 to 4 minutes from each of the pieces.
Oh.
And they are actually like 12 minutes long. The dance pieces.
But this is just a little snippet, little taste.
Yeah,
things
just
to come.
A little taste.
Sophomore studying dance, Heather Cagle. I'm just so delighted about that. Tell us, if you will, Jenny Buckwalter, who is always so generous to share some of your students with us here. The events start at 6 o'clock and it's nonstop.
It's nonstop. I like to call this your Choose Your Own Adventure Gala because don't you love that? I love Choose Your Own Adventure novels as a kid, and you either turn to page 7 or 15 and you figure out what ending you go with.
You're going to go left, you're going to go right.
Exactly. So the Creative Arts Center, everything is in play pretty much from the start of the evening. We have 7 themed dining rooms with nonstop performances, all different catering in each of them, but main stage performances as well happening at certain times, like in the dance studio and on our Schuster Hall stage. We'll have wind symphony, chamber orchestra, collegiate chorale, and then on our festival playhouse stage, we'll have Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. So you're really
fun
all night long, moving from space to space, however you want to plan your evening. No two galas look the same. Everybody does what they want, and everything's a fun time.
You can find out more and get your very own tickets at wright.edu/Arts Gala. It's just straightforward, very few letters, wright.edu/Arts Gala. And Jenny, remind us that when you were here last year, the renovation was still in process. It's complete now.
We are celebrating the completed project. Our Creative Arts Center modernization and expansion project is finished. We introduced the brand new addition last year, but there were some finishing touches, and we've completely renovated the commons area, both the ground level, and there's a new upper level that we didn't have before. And so the building is simply spectacular, and I see the students all nodding their heads. They live in
they
that
are
building
too.
All day long.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a great showcase for our students and for the community. It's very welcoming. Sometimes it's the only building that people ever visit on campus. And so we like to call it our front porch for the campus because we want people to feel welcomed and to come in and enjoy our brand new art galleries, the dance studio, our stage combat room where they can rehearse
learn
and choreograph.
Choreograph fighting that is in every movie virtually.
Yes.
Who knew? I mean, I guess if you thought and pondered, you'd guess that there must be a school for that. But we have one.
And before they would do their choreographed routines on the lawn or in the commons area, and so now they have a dedicated space where they can rehearse those routines, and so it's magnificent. Our students, the quality of programming we have in our fine and performing arts is just high caliber, top notch. Our students are amazing. And we say now that the Creative Arts Center has sort of caught up with the talent that already existed in that space.
Wow. Well put. And it's true. I mean, the things that, and certainly the film school, its own, just remarkable. I mean, what is it about Wright State, about the Miami Valley? There's so much really high-quality art, high-quality innovation and performance. We just have an amazing music scene here, even just, you know, sort of the club scene. I mean, there's a richness here, and it's just a great delight to be able to highlight that. But do you put anything in the water over there?
I think we do. Yeah, I need to spend more time in the Creative Arts Center, so some of that rubs off on me a little bit. But it's such a great community to have a rich art scene. The community is so supportive of this event and of our students in general. We have all year long, all throughout the academic calendar, there are programs and performances and exhibitions in all of the fine and performing arts. And we welcome the community out, not just for Arts Gala, but throughout the year, because we have a number of performances, and they're either at no cost or very low cost. It's a great gem in the area.
It certainly is. Wright.edu/artsgala. Again, very few letters there to type in and make this connection to a really remarkable evening, and to do something that in its wake leaves goodness and empowerment and connection to young people who haven't even started college yet. You can do this good thing right here, right now, that pays off down the road. Our third student in today is, I almost feel that she's a friend of the show because I'm such a fan of her instructor. She's the junior. She's studying music education with a specialty in trumpet, and this is her third year, and her name is Caitlin Welch. Caitlin, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
I know your instructor.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Dr. Z.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Dan Zeringer. He's amazing.
He was kind enough to come on, and he released a record, which is truly of the highest quality, just a fabulous release, and let me play Idiot while I asked him to explain how you can get so many notes from three buttons.
Yeah. Oh, it's just another animal in itself. And when he gave us his recital to play his album live, or like selections from
wonderful.
His album live, it was just the most insane thing ever. And we were fortunate enough as students to like get copies of his CD, and playing that like in my car and realizing that's my teacher who has a recorded CD is probably like one of the greatest honors to have like as a student. So it's just amazing to study underneath him and have him like not only as a colleague, but to be able to call him like probably as a friend here when I graduate too. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Caitlin Welch, she's a junior studying music education. So with trumpet, that's your instrument.
Yes.
But in the end, you'll be a teacher.
Yep. A band director. Yeah.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean band like marching band, or does that mean how, or could you do like, you know, we think of a school band in an auditorium, or are you going to take it outside?
Marching band, high school band, jazz band, whatever you throw at me. Hopefully that's what I'll do. You know, whatever job interview I get, I'll go for. Could mean I could go into choir, elementary music. You know, whatever I get around here is what I'm going to go for. So, but high school band directing, middle school band directing is the end goal.
Yeah, wonderful.
So, yeah.
Caitlin Welch is up for it. Remember that name. Arts Gala is a week from Saturday. That'll be April 8th at the amazing, do you call it is it Creative Arts Center?
Creative Arts Center.
Creative Arts Center on the campus of Wright State University. Truly one of the shining jewels of what we have to offer in our gym city in our Miami Valley. Yeah.
You can't miss it. It's pretty obvious which one it is.
It's so beautiful.
It's like a big like white facade and like.
It must be wonderful. How much is what percentage of the portion of your day do you suppose on a school day do you spend in that building?
100%.
Yeah,
110%.
There's sofas in the back where we sleep. We just roll out. No kidding. So what a delight to be able to use that.
Yeah.
You talk about the difference that a facility itself can make in the, I don't know, the expression of the work done there. I mean, you can make art in the worst of circumstances, but there's something about going into something that is grand and that is the effort of so many people coming together that must be inspirational just to be walking the floors.
Yes, it's so inspirational to be able to, like, dance and, like, create art in a space where you feel, like, completely supported and, like, honored by all the people that have, like, supported us to make this space and allow us to have that space. And we're so fortunate and lucky to be there every single day. And it's absolutely, like, inspiring and amazing.
And it's worth saying, again, at this moment, the what a richness of arts this allows us, but also that the proceeds from this are looking down the road, eyes on the horizon for the next class of artists and makers and creators and engagers, and the proceeds benefit these scholarships. I wanted to actually ask you, Caitlin, how did getting the scholarship, how long have you been able to benefit from this wonderful sort of generosity and notion of paying it forward, and how has it changed?
Well, the scholarships benefited not only me, but pretty much my entire family. I mean, a lot. I've been getting it ever since I was a freshman, and it's really helped me in the fact that, you know, it helps me pay for college, but it's also helped my brother be able to pay for college too, because he's a freshman right now at the School of Music as well, and he's a music ed major saxophone player, and I don't think he has an ArtScale scholarship, but he does have a music scholarship. And without that, my parents would probably be like totally lost and drowning in all of the school debt.
Or you'd be that, and then maybe even on top of that, you'd have almost no fruit jam, as you'd be like Nick here working two and three jobs.
Yeah. So it's really like a blessing to have, you know, all these donors want to give artists money and, you know, want to support families who are crazy enough to go into music.
And
two crazy kids who wanted to be band directors, you know. So it's really awesome to kind of tag team
here?
It. Yeah, I'm from Miamisburg, like half hour, I think, from here. So
you must
have
had an extremely strong band program there that was so inspirational to your family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, good. As it should be.
Yes.
It's the Arts Gala week from Saturday. That'll be the 8th day of April, and it will be the 18th annual. You can find out more write.edu/artsgala. That's write.edu/artsgala. It is 6 hours of some of the finest entertainment to be had, concentrated in a single building on the wonderful Wright State University campus. And we'll go back to you, and then we'll move along. But I wanted to say, Jenny Buckwalter, and you're the Assistant Dean for Community and Student Engagement at the College of Liberal Arts. And I know you don't have favorites. You don't. But
you can't make me pick a favorite.
No. But since it's wall to wall, every nook and cranny, 6 hours, are there a couple try to make sure you are over the course of the 6 hours of music so that you can behold what's happening?
Well, I'll definitely stop by our silent auction. In our Brandy Stein art galleries, we'll have over 100 items there for display. Amazing wine packages, trips, vacations, dinner options, vacation or packages to Yale Springs even.
Wonderful.
So all kinds of things, and all of that supports the scholarship fund as well. But I'll try to dabble throughout the dining rooms and get to see a lot of people. We have a lot of sponsors.
Gotta be in the dining rooms.
Yep. And of course our host committee, who works on this event year round, they're a community board who devotes a lot of time to this, chaired by Lois and Don Bigler this year. So I want to make sure I get around to talk to all of them as well. But I kind of just play it by ear. So
I
love the whole thing. The students getting to interact with the community and vice versa, that doesn't usually happen. You go to a performance and there's sort of a separation between the performer and the audience. And at this event, that's all games are off. All bets are off. You're interacting. The students are talking to the donors and vice versa. And so it's just beautiful to see that happen.
So I just have to ask a sassy question. I know that the food is all included. Are the adult beverages included?
You do get a couple of adult beverages when you arrive. And that could be a bourbon tasting or a wine tasting or a specialty martini. So
you have some options with
and
your...
And you could go enjoy your bourbon out in the cigar and sports tent.
Oh, for
have
heaven's
a complimentary
sake.
Cigar. So we've thought of everything, Nikki.
Honestly. Is there a dress code? Because I would think I would have to get out my gown.
You would probably want to get out your gown.
No
kidding. We say black tie optional, but people dress up pretty nicely
at
this event.
Make sure you don't have holes.
Yeah. It's a great excuse to dress up nice and
isn't
support
it?
The
yeah.
students. Yeah, and the students love to dress up too.
Ooh,
at the
yeah.
end of the evening when they're all done performing, they change into their dresses and their nice clothes, and they're up on the dance – they're up on the stage dancing, and it's kind of like a prom for them at the end of the evening. So it's great to see them cutting loose.
A prom at the end.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. Nick, are you wearing a tux when it's all said and done?
No, I have my gown picked out already.
Yeah.
I was going to wear it the whole time.
I'm going to wear my sculpt. sculpting gown.
I wear it instead of a smock. Every day.
I'm not stupid. Nick Stalter, senior sculpting and painting. Thank you for talking with us today.
Sure. Yeah.
Heather Cagle, sophomore dance and her second arts gala. Thank you so much for talking
with
us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Caitlin Welch, junior music education and trumpet. Thank you for being here.
You got it.
And you tell Dr. Z I said hello.
Definitely.
Jenny Buckwalter, always a pleasure. Keep up your great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's wright.edu/artsgala. You can have 6 hours of some of the best fun to be had in the Miami Valley, and all to promote and sustain and nurture future arts. Everybody wins. More details at wiso.org.